Pennsylvania real estate headlines. Washington County, PA, public records now searchable via NETR Online. NETR Online has launched a searchable database for Washington County, Pennsylvania public records, including property tax and assessor information. PA real estate professionals can quickly access property tax history and assessment data to support valuations, due diligence, and client negotiations in Washington County. Add NETR Online's Washington County search to your due diligence toolkit, /state/PA/Washington/Pennsylvania real estate headlines. PA agents, how commissions work and who pays per Bankrate guide. Bankrate explains how real estate agent commissions are structured, what they typically cost, and which party in a transaction pays them. Pennsylvania agents need clear, defensible explanations of commission structures for clients navigating today's evolving compensation landscape. Review the full breakdown to ensure your buyer and seller conversations align with current industry standards. htelsw.break.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commissions. Pennsylvania real estate headlines. Allegheny County property record search now available for PA real estate pros. Allegheny County offers an online property record search tool, providing access to property assessment records, tax information, building details, and owner history. PA real estate professionals can quickly verify property details, assess tax obligations, and research ownership to inform client decisions and transactions. Bookmark https://alleghenycounty.us/services/property-assessments-and-real-estate, property-record-search, for your next Allegheny County property lookup. Pennsylvania real estate headlines. Understanding Realtor Commissions and Fees in Pennsylvania. A guide explains what a Pennsylvania realtor is and how they assist clients in real estate transactions. PA real estate professionals need clarity on commission structures to serve clients effectively and stay competitive. Review the full breakdown of PA realtor commissions and fees at the source link. Pennsylvania real estate headlines. PA commission rates edge above national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Pennsylvania is 5.77%, slightly higher than the national average of 5.70%. Local agents should understand how PA's commission landscape compares nationally when positioning their services and discussing fees with clients. Review the full Pennsylvania commission dished with clever.com, list with clever.com's average real estate commission rate Pennsylvania slash. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most PA jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. One, tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. Two, opportunity cost of the down payment. Three, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity, intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.